Welcome to day two of the 12 days of Christmas. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And just like yesterday, today I'm standing in front of the Christmas tree here in our sanctuary. And the tree is still up. It's the day after Christmas and we haven't taken down the tree or any of the other decorations yet. So what type of person are you? Are you a leave the dishes in the sink at night and deal with them in the morning? Or are you a make sure that the kitchen sink and counter is clear so that you can have a good night's rest? I'm the latter. I love to have the party. I love to have the guests there. I love to get it all ready. I love to enjoy our time together. And I love to get it all cleaned up and get everything back where it goes. Andrea could tell you that today when we came into the sanctuary, things weren't in their right place. Here it is, the day after Christmas, and even before we could begin recording, I just had this need to get things put back where they go. There are things that aren't affecting this recording. not even thinking about what I was going to be talking about in the recording, I just went about the work of setting things right. I will occasionally, I admit, load the dishwasher and set it to wash overnight. And then in the morning, I'm dealing with those dishes, but at least they're clean dishes, and even that isn't my favorite. I would rather get up in the morning and have a clean slate and everything where it goes and be able to begin the day. On this day after Christmas, you may be still putting things away, finding new homes for the gifts that you have received, dealing with leftovers, taking wrapping paper and putting it in the recycling. As you begin this day after Christmas, I pray that the glow of the good news of Christ's birth remains, that you're able to remain in this space for the season of Christmas. I encourage you to consider not taking down your Christmas decorations until later. To be honest, I rarely make it until Epiphany. But the season of Christmas goes till Epiphany, and there are many traditions where the Christmas tree isn't even put up until Christmas Eve to acknowledge that the season is these 12 days of Christmas. There's no way I'm going to make it to Epiphany if I'm honest. My Christmas tree and the lights will be down somehow, sometime after the first of the year. Not because I want the season to be shortened, but just because it seems like it's time to enter into the new. What are you doing this day after Christmas? Are your celebrations continuing? Do you continue to be mindful? Christmas music is probably off the radio today, even though it started before Thanksgiving. But it's still the season of Christmas, and I encourage you to continue to live in the good news of that. Our reading today talked about that Mary and Joseph had completed all that the law had required as they were leaving Bethlehem and returning to Nazareth. All that the law had required, which were the things that their civic life required, they were there for the census. I have a friend whose birthday was recently, and on her birthday, she remembered she hadn't renewed her license. Beginning a new year of life, she hadn't completed all the law had required. What are you preparing for in this season of Christmas and the new calendar year ahead? And how are you being mindful that Christ was born and that is life-changing for you and for the world as Christ continues to come into the messiness of the world around us? Thanks for spending a little bit of your time with me this morning. Now get back to cleaning up. Or if you cleaned yesterday, enjoy a cup of coffee and reflect, ponder these things in your heart. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day three of the 12 days of Christmas. Take care.